Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
Emotions are powerful forces in our lives and in the decisions that we make. Often decisions are made not only on the basis of what we think, but also on how we feel about it. A prime example of this is the decision concerning whom we married. Unless we had an arranged marriage, the decision we made to choose our spouse was not only affected by what we thought, but what we felt. We had feelings for the one we chose to marry. Our feelings for that one affected our decision. Now, there is nothing wrong with that. To live life without emotions would be dull and cold indeed. There is a place for emotions in life, and there is a place for emotions in the life of a Christian. But having said that, there are times when our emotions should have no part in our decisions. An example is when we are searching for the truth. You know, the truth may not be what we desire to believe, but we must accept it anyway. For example, the accusation may be made, "My son is a thief." Well, my emotions may be crying out, "No." But the question is, what is the truth? My emotions should not affect my search for the truth, nor my acceptance of the truth. One thing we know is that our emotions will not change the truth. In the same way, our emotions should not affect our search for the Word of God. The bottom line should always be, what does the Bible say? Our decisions should never be determined by what we want it to say. Because something feels good doesn't make it so, and vice versa. Proverbs 14 verse 12 says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." With many people, emotions are not secondary, but the primary force in life. Their feelings determine the decisions they make. What kind of mood they're in will determine their conduct and the character they will manifest at that time. There are those who live their lives in this way. If he is in a good mood, then people can expect good behavior out of him. But if he's in a bad mood, then watch out. The primary force in this person's life is his emotions. He acts on how he feels. The question I want to address on the program today is, what role should emotions play in our lives? Well, first of all, our ability to experience emotions come from God. We are made in God's image, and along with that come emotions. God has emotions. God can have joy. He rejoices, Psalm 104, verse 31. He can be grieved, Psalm 78, verse 40. He can be angry, Exodus 4, verse 14. And we have these emotions. We share these emotions with God. Now, some emotions that we have that we do not share with God are fear, being afraid, worry, anxiety, despair, hopelessness. These emotions can be very powerful in our lives, not for our good, but to our detriment. Now, there is a place for emotions in our lives. You know, emotions can motivate us to act. They cause us to move. Just to illustrate, if a grizzly bear was after me, fear for my life would move me to run. Or if my child was in a burning house, my love for him would move me to run into that burning house to save him. Emotions motivate us to do good deeds. Emotions can motivate us to serve God. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10, "Godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation." Godly sorrow is an emotion. It is an emotion that comes as a result of my recognition that I have sinned against God. My sins have affected my relationship with God. Well, this causes sorrow within my heart. This sorrow produces repentance, Paul says. Because of this godly sorrow, I am moved to turn from my sins and to obey God. Well, this is a good thing. Also in John chapter 2, we read of Jesus driving out of the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and the money changers. He poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables. His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house has eaten me up." verse 17. Now, do you think there was any emotion with Jesus that motivated him to drive these merchants from the temple? Well, sure there was. When he saw them making his father's house a house of merchandise, he was no doubt angry, and that motivated action. This is righteous indignation under control, and this is a good thing. I think about Paul when he came to the city of Athens. It says, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw that the city was given over to idols. Acts 17, verse 16. Now, do you think there was any emotion here when it says his spirit was provoked within him? Well, sure, there may have been some sadness, some anger, his love for the people that caused this stirring of his spirit, and it motivated action. Verse 17 says, therefore, he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with the Gentile worshipers, and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there. Yes, proper emotion stirs proper action. But also, another way emotion plays into our lives as Christians is that emotion is the result of obeying God. For example, in Acts 8, verses 26 through 39, we read of the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch. The eunuch heard the gospel of Christ and obeyed it. He believed and was baptized. After he obeyed, verse 39 says that the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. After he obeyed, he rejoiced, and he had good reason to rejoice. He was now saved from his sins. He had the hope of eternal life. There is emotion. In Galatians chapter 5, Paul instructs these Christians to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Those who walk in the Spirit will produce the fruit of the Spirit. Paul says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. Now notice, among the fruit of the Spirit are joy and peace. Well, these are emotions. They are the result when we walk by the Spirit. When we make the decision to follow Jesus and we follow Him by heeding the Spirit of God, then there is rejoicing, there is peace. And so the religion of Christ is a heartfelt religion. It is filled with emotion. Now, our emotions become a problem when they become our master. If emotions are not kept in check, they can rule over our lives. One way in which this can happen is when my emotions become the determining factor in the decisions I make concerning what is right and wrong. If I feel good about a decision, then that decision must be right since I feel good about it. If I feel bad about the decision, it must be wrong because I feel bad about it. In other words, how I feel about a matter takes precedent over a search for objective truth. In such cases, my emotions have become my master. But the fact is, emotions will not direct us to what is the truth. You know, I can feel one way and the truth be something else. We know that. In Scripture, we never read where God led people to the truth by their feelings. Emotions are not our guide in religion. Rather, it is God's Word. We must reason from God's Word to determine what is right. Romans 10, verse 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Our good feelings are not the basis of our faith, but God's Word is. Paul says in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It is the Scriptures, the written Word of God, that tells us what is right and wrong. Following one's emotions and turning a deaf ear to the Scriptures is foolish indeed. Proverbs 12, verse 15 says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. You know, someone says, well, I know I am saved and right with God because I can feel it right here in my heart. Well, he may feel saved, but that is not evidence that he is saved and right with God. God does not direct us by our feelings. The only way we can know we are saved is if we have obeyed what the Lord has commanded us to do to be saved. And we know that by reading and studying His Word. And then the good feeling comes. Because we know we are saved by obeying the gospel, we then have a good feeling. We rejoice. But the good feeling is not the evidence of our salvation. Rather, it is the result of knowing that we are saved. You know, some people think that the Holy Spirit leads us by our emotions. They think if they feel good about a matter, that is the Holy Spirit telling them that it is good. But this is not true. You will never find in Scripture where the Holy Spirit ever led anyone by His emotions. The Holy Spirit leads us by the words He has revealed, the words of the Bible. You know, Jesus promised the apostles that the Holy Spirit would come and guide them into all truth, John 16, verse 13. Well, that promise was fulfilled. The Holy Spirit guided the apostles and prophets into all truth, and it has been made known to us in words, not feelings. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 13, "These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." The Holy Spirit taught the words of the Bible. To be led by the Spirit today is to be led by the words that He has revealed. So many people today make decisions about what is right and wrong because they have a good feeling about that decision. Well, if you want to know what is right and wrong, then you must read it in God's Word. And then when you know you're right because you learned it from a study of the Bible, then you have a good feeling. Again, the good feeling is not the evidence that the Holy Spirit has led you, but it is the result of the Holy Spirit leading you. Another way our emotions become our master is when we allow them to overpower our reason and leads us to behave foolishly and irrationally. You know, anger is a good example. Anger unleashed can lead to many horrible, hurtful words and deeds. Proverbs 14, verse 17 says, "A quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of wicked intentions is hated." The emotion anger is not wrong in and of itself. Paul says in Ephesians 4, verse 26, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath." As we mentioned earlier, proper anger, anger under control, can motivate productive service to the Lord. But when anger takes control, when it becomes our master, then it will do great harm. Such emotions must be brought under control. Proverbs 16, verse 32 says, "He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city." We are commanded to exercise self-control, 2 Peter 1 and verse 6. Well, this includes controlling our emotions so that they do not control us. Well, emotions play an important role in our lives as Christians. They can motivate us to do good things. They are the result of serving God. We are full of joy and peace as we serve the Lord. But we must not let them become our master by allowing them to determine what is right and wrong, and by allowing them to overpower our reason that leads to foolish and irrational behavior. Emotions are good if they are managed and put in their proper place. They are good if we make God's will the number one rule of our lives. Our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you would like to study with us personally, we would be more than happy to study with you. Just give us a call at 573-265-8628. If you get the answering machine, just leave your name and telephone number, and we'll be glad to get back with you. That number again is 573-265-8628. Or you may email us at sjchurch@sjchurchofchrist.com. Again, thank you for listening, and join us next week for Bible Talk.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You are invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship, Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at this same time for Bible Talk.